אז אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח בעמוד 37, מאמר שמעתי מ"א, מהו קטנות וגדלות באמונה. ניתן למצוא את המאמר גם בספר כתבי
בעל. So we're reading from Shamati, from the Shamati book, page 132, Shamati 41, what is greatness and smallness in faith.
It
is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. We must know that the lights of Pesach, Passover, have the power to impart the light of faith. Yet, do not think that the light of faith is a small thing, because greatness and smallness depend only on the receivers. When one does not work by way of truth, one thinks that he has too much faith. And with the measure of faith he has, he can dispense to several people, and then they will be fearing and whole. However, one who wants to serve the Creator in truth and constantly examines himself, if he is willing to work devotedly and with all your heart, he sees that he is always deficient in faith. Meaning that he is always short of it. Only when one has faith can one feel that one is always seated before the king. When one feels the greatness of the king, one can discover the love in two ways. In a good way, on the good side, and in a way of harsh judgments. Hence, the one who seeks the truth is the one who needs the light of faith. If such a person hears or sees some way to obtain the light of faith, then one is as happy as though he had found a great fortune. Hence, those people who seek the truth on the holy day of Pesach, which is capable of the light of faith, we read in the parasha, the Torah portion, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses, because then it is a time that can impart that. Why? From now until the end of correction, all that we need is just the light of faith, the power of faith only. Please. Rav, how do we ask for the power of faith? How do we ask for the power of faith? Rav, why is it impossible in Egypt to be awarded the light of faith? Why is it impossible while we are still in Egypt to be awarded the light of faith? And why this is the reason for escaping Egypt. Rav, how come the light of faith departed from Adam following the sin? And what is the connection between the light of faith and the connection between us? Why did the light of faith depart from the system of Adam HaRishon after the sin? And how is the light of faith related to the connection between us?
Rav, how does Pharaoh help attain the light of faith? How does the help of Pharaoh appear for the attainment of the light of faith? Hmm? all thanks to Pharaoh.
Rav, how come we develop only through the evil force? How come the Creator activates on us from above only that bad force? As it says, I created the evil inclination. Each and every moment in creation, this is what is going on. Nothing other than that.
Rav, why, when Adam HaRishon heard, will me and my donkey eat in the same abode? Then he cried. When Abraham cried about the exile of Egypt, he rejoiced. Akoka, you like these questions. Go ahead. And getting confused is also good, as long as you pick into that. Rav, when does the process switch from 7 years of satiation to 7 years of hunger, and what each period symbolizes?
Rav, I see that there are people who prefer to not to speak. They just pass it on, pass their cue, their turn. That's incorrect, that's wrong. They should at least say a few sentences, say something. All right? So try. Each one has to take part.
Famine is...
Rav, what is the difference between the good Pharaoh and the evil Pharaoh? And what is the correlation? How shall I put that? The correlation or the association of the 7 years of satiation and the 7 years of hunger, the good Pharaoh and the bad Pharaoh, please. Pulls me to spirituality.
Rav, what changes in terms of Egypt and Pharaoh, the good first and second, as opposed to the children of Israel that change in Egypt? Meaning, what's the difference in terms of the changes of Egypt and Pharaoh and all of that? As opposed to how the people of Israel change. What are the conditions for the 10 plagues to appear? What's up the Egyptians in him?
Rav, when does Moses appear? When, in the development of the people of Israel, does Moses appear? How is that felt in a person? Why does Moses not appear as he later appears before Pharaoh? Why does he appear out of... In such a katnut, such smallness, infancy, he only appears after he being born. In short, when does Moses appear, and why was he not revealed in gadlut, in greatness, or as a grown-up, but only in katnut?
Rav, why does Moses need Jethro and the teaching of Jethro in order to head Israel and face Pharaoh and be in contact with the Creator. Why does Moses have to go through Jethro to be the leader of Israel in their connection with the Creator and against Pharaoh?
Rav, what are the kelim, the vessels or tools that Moses received from Jethro so that the Creator will appear before him in a burning bush? What are the kelim that Moses acquired from Jethro in order for the Creator to be revealed before him in a burning bush?
We learn that the will to receive is like a dummy without any ability to move, without any ability to move, and what moves it is only the light, which acts on it more and more. So let's imagine this state where the will to receive develops through the sons of Jacob until the plagues. And then being forced to escape. So again, the will to receive is motionless. Any motion it has is only by the light that influences it. How does it go through this process by the light? By the response of the light that the story tells us about, or the Torah tells us about, and how we come to the 10 plagues. Please.
Sons of Jacob.
Rav, everyone adds to the other talk.
Rav, what does it mean to run away, to escape the rule of Pharaoh? It's not physically or geographically, right? Rather, what does it mean to run out from the rule of Pharaoh? Because Pharaoh, he's like the Creator, he's everywhere. So, what does it mean to run away from Pharaoh?
Kadima.
Let's go. It's all kinds of fulfillment for the person. Rav, how come the escape is at night, in darkness? Why the escape from Egypt has to be at night, in darkness? What is that? Have to go. Rav, why the escape can be only after the plague of the firstborn? Makat Bechorot, why the escape from Egypt has to come or becomes possible only after the last plague of the firstborn? What for does the group have to go through the tearing of the Red Sea? And what is the tearing of the Red Sea? What is that transition or passing through? Rav, why specifically that urge, that push to cross the Red Sea comes through the fear from those who fear the Pharaoh and serve the Creator. Why the urge, the drive to cross the Red Sea comes out of the fear from those from being killed, from the blows of those who serve the Creator, but fear Pharaoh, who were chasing after them. Please.
Rav, what exactly is the force of the mixed multitude that bites, that bites the weak of those who work for the Creator? What exactly is the force of the mixed multitude that can bite into the weak of those who work for the Creator? The fear of the Creator. Yeah.
Rav, why is it impossible to keep the quality of our food, the condition of our food, while we are still in Egypt? Why is it impossible to keep the condition of our food, which is a necessary condition for connection, mutuality? Why is it impossible to keep it in Egypt? Above Pharaoh, let's say. There is Pharaoh, and above him, we are above him. Why do we have to detach from him, to feel ourselves as completely free, and then we reach the ability to keep the condition of our vut, mutual responsibility? Why can't it be on a level which is above our ego?
Please.
We're reading in the Passover book, in Hebrew, page 293, concerning the beginning of the month. So we're reading Rabash 933, Rabash, the beginning of the month. So reading from Rabash, concerning the beginning of the month. In Hebrew, it's page 293 in the Passover book. And in English, concerning the beginning of the month.
Rav, let's listen, and please, everyone together, let's delve into the topics. We'll always be talking about these things now. We have to feel this process of Passover, how it goes through the wool to receive us, the group, what we're missing in order to escape, and so forth.
Reading Rabash, essay 930, concerning the beginning of the month. This month, meaning Nisan, is the head of the months. Month, Chodesh, means Chidush, renewal or innovation. Rosh, head, means beginning. The first beginning is in the Creator delivering from Egypt, since this is above nature. And a person can go only within nature. Only the Creator can do things that are unnatural. Since man was created with a nature of having a will to receive only for himself, he cannot do things that are in bestowal. But since this is all that is required of a person in this world, that his whole intention will be to bestow, Therefore, when a person begins the work, he sees that this is not within his power. However, it is required of the person to ask the Creator to help him walk in ways of bestowal. However, one must believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth. For this reason, a person is obligated to believe that the Creator has brought us out of the land of Egypt, meaning from the will to receive for oneself. To the extent that one has faith in this, to the same extent he can ask of the Creator that he too will receive that gift of being delivered from the land of Egypt. Only then, that is, when one prays from the bottom of his heart, then the Creator brings him out of the land of Egypt. Hence, this is the beginning of all months. Since before we come out of Egypt, it is impossible to be rewarded with any chidush, renewal or innovation in the Torah.
Rav, how could it be that there is only a will to receive and the light that influences it and awakens it, and this light once awakens the will to receive, then decreases the will to receive, then shakes it in all directions, other time fills it up, gives it different forms of feelings of all sorts? How can it be one will to receive, one light, and the light influences the will to receive in so many different opposite ways and forms, time and again? Please, good Pharaoh, bad Pharaoh, a plague, salvation, what's going on here? Go ahead.
Try.
Rav, how does a person from a state of not feeling good in life changes to the point that he comes to a request where he doesn't care about not feeling well as long as he attains the goal? What changes happen in him and his will to receive? Rather than wanting reception, it begins to want bestowal. Go ahead.
How can we be in? We're going to read from the Rabash article, the matter of the Exodus from Egypt. Concerning the Exodus from Egypt, this is the. It's in article number 933, concerning the Exodus from Egypt. Our sages said that the story of the Exodus from Egypt should be said in a manner of question and answer. One who does not have anyone to ask him asks himself, what has changed, etc. We should interpret this.
Rav, so the first question is, what does it mean there's no one to ask, and I have to ask myself? Go ahead.
Rav, more correctly, the son asks. It's the son. So what does it mean that I don't have a son that will ask, then I must ask?
Specifically,
Rav, how come that by asking I'm giving birth to the son, the child? How come by asking what has changed? The heart, the true point in the heart was born.
We'll continue the article. We should interpret this. Story comes from the words, the heavens tell. The exodus from Egypt means the liberation and redemption from the klipot, the shells, and the sitra achra, meaning to invoke the root of redemption and extend it. This matter is regarding as the heaven's tail, meaning that when one removes oneself from any worldliness, he can tell the praise of the Creator. Yet, in order for one to rise to heaven, his work is in the manner of question and answer. This is the meaning of the sons asking, since banim, sons, means havana, understanding, and reason, and intellect, and they ask him, one who has no sons, whose mind and reason have no questions, because he is pure in his reason and qualities, must evoke the questions by himself. As Bala Sulam interpreted the words of our sages, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. What has changed this night compared to all other nights? Night means the body, which is regarded as deficiency and darkness. Day means the soul, which illuminates the body. At that time he asks, how has his body changed from the rest of the bodies of the nations of the world? For on all other nights, the bodies eat what they want without any scrutinies, rather whatever their hearts desire. They say it is in their favor. But this night, my body is limited in both thought and desire. The explanation is, we were slaves, and he delivered us. That is, specifically through these limitations, we will be able to emerge from exile, precisely by seeing the changes and ascents and descents each time, by struggling, a place of prayer awakens. Then the words, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up, came true. If the exile is revealed in full, then begins the redemption. This shows us the order of exile and redemption that took place in Egypt at that time, and this is the order we must extend through the end of correction.
How do we increase the exile in order to merit redemption? How do we increase, grow the exile in order to be rewarded with redemption? Please. What is the correct...
To awaken the dawn, we'll continue in page in Hebrew. It's in page 270. It's excerpt number 4 in the list today. The matter of exile, the meaning of exile, by Rabash. The meaning of exile. When Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. This means that if one falls into a descent, spirituality is also descended in him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah, commandment, induces a mitzvah. Why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above, so as to feel that he is in exile, and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there first. What is exile? It is that he is under the rule of self-love and cannot work for the sake of the Creator. When is self-love considered exile? It is only when he wants to emerge from this control, because he suffers from not being able to do anything for the sake of the Creator. It follows that when he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to this work. Afterward, when he was permitted to see that there is the matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs from the exile. How does he run from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he do? He commits suicide, meaning leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs from the exile and commits suicide. This is as it is written, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous will walk in them, and transgressors will fail in them. However, he should go above reason. A descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith, rather, now he must do more work. And the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work.
The Creator is whole. He requires nothing. Therefore, he cannot have any contact with the created beings. How can we, in bestowing to our friends that are seemingly outside of me, how by that do we bestow to the Creator? How can the Creator feel pleasure? How does he feel pleasure from my bestowal to friends? Why, in this way, I can add something to his wholeness? Why, through bestowal to friends, I can bestow to the Creator and seemingly add to His wholeness? What does it mean to add? That before that he would feel sorry to the extent that the friends feel sorry for my lack of bestowal. And when I fill them with my bestowal, the Creator accordingly is also filled with pleasure from me and rejoices and becomes seemingly more whole, more perfect. How does that happen? Please.
Mavirbanav ben gizrei yamsuf et rotfen vetzonem betumotiba et rotfen vetzonem betumotiba raubanav gurato shivku veod lishmo raubanav gurato shivku veod lishmo Mavirbanav ben gizrei yamsuf Mavirbanav ben gizrei yamsuf Et rotfe vetzonem betumotiva Et rotfe vetzonem betumotiva Raubanav gurato shivku veod lishmo Raubanav gurato shivku veod lishmo